Mid-America Network News. I'm Blake Cripps. Voters in Kansas City are headed to the polls to decide whether to renew the decades-old earning tax. The tax requires those who work in Kansas City or St. Louis to pay a 1% tax on their pay. Voters overwhelmingly embraced renewing the tax 5 years ago. Supporters in both cities say losing the revenue would mean cuts in services, including police and fire protection, road upkeep, trash pickup, and criminal justice. Opponents counter that the tax is unfair and drives businesses and workers to the suburbs, and that eliminating it would force the cities to weed out fraud, waste, and redundant services. Voter rejection of the tax would phase it out over a decade by 0.1% each year. And TransCanada Corporation says the Keystone Pipeline is likely to remain shut down the rest of the week while officials investigate an apparent spill in southeastern South Dakota. Mid-America Network News.
It's Macy's Spring Home Sale with all-day specials. Save 30% plus 15% on mixers, toasters, toaster ovens, grills, and microwaves. Take 60% off all memory foam pillows and toppers. Your choice kitchen electrics only $9.99 after $10 mail-in rebate. All Fairfield Square Collection 8-piece bed ensembles just $39.99. And get a Tag Coronado 5-piece spinner luggage set now $99.99. Macy's Spring Home Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I think my garden is cursed.
I told Dominic Miracle-Gro garden soil with moisture control helps gardens flourish and protects against over and under watering.
Ace is the place where a miracle cancels out a curse.
Now through Monday, don't miss over $250 in instant savings on select products throughout the store, including our best brands like Miracle-Gro. Ace Rewards members save instantly in-store through April 11th. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
Firefighters in Kansas dealing with high wildfire danger for parts of Kansas Tuesday. Dry conditions were evident and gusty winds were present across much of the Sunflower State, especially in the southwest and south central parts of the state during the afternoon and early evening. Via Christi Hospital and Joplin's Mercy Medical Center say work on a joint project in Pittsburgh is set to begin next month. They're teaming up on construction of a $4.2 million primary care facility that could open in mid 2017. It'll have four primary care doctors at the start and could expand to have as many as nine. A former University of Kansas and Washburn football player was reported. Missouri authorities are looking for him. Brandon Bourbon's family last saw him Saturday night in the Potosi area. Car is missing. His phone is turned off. Bourbon played football for KU until 2014 when he transferred to Washburn. Mid-America Network News.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. The state's top election official says early voting appears to be off to a robust start in Nebraska. Secretary of State John Gale says officials in 73 counties have mailed more than 24,000 ballots to voters who have requested one. Gale says 87% of those ballots mailed out so far have been returned. Those ballots also include ones returned by the military and overseas voters. Goose Lake Wildlife Management Area in northern Nebraska has been closed to the public as officials try to keep an invasive aquatic plant from spreading. Officials with the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission say they plan to chemically treat Goose Lake later this month to remove an infestation of Eurasian water milfoil. The plant's leaves or stem fragments can easily be carried on boats, trailers, and other aquatic sporting equipment to other bodies of water. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Attention, this is a tax service announcement from Jackson Hewitt. One mistake on your taxes can cost you boatloads of money. Stop by Jackson Hewitt and a trained tax pro will dig deeper to get you 100% accuracy, maximum refund guaranteed. Plus, you may qualify to get $50 on an American Express serve card after you file with us. Hurry to any of our 6,300 locations. Jackson Hewitt, where taxes are less taxing. Minimum tax prep fee required for $50 gift. Valid at participating locations. Terms and conditions apply for all offers. See JacksonHewitt.com for details.
As the only grain drill in the industry with pneumatic down pressure, Landall 5000 Series all-purpose grain drills have long been a favorite of small grain producers. Now there's even more to like about the Landall 5000 series. Redesigned for 2015, they feature a newly externally fluted seed meter that offers a wider range of seed sizes and plant populations and even greater accuracy. Also included are a new loop monitor, LED lights, and a myriad of features that improve both performance and reliability. Why not check them out for yourself at Bruna Implement Company?
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Work began this week on a $1.2 million highway project in Marysville on US 36 at 20th Street. Traffic will be reduced to one lane during the project through September, which will include grade reduction, new curb and gutter work, entrance and sidewalk placement, asphalt replacement and repair, and addition of a stoplight at the intersection on 20th Street. A 20-mile-per-hour speed limit will be posted, with an 11-foot wide lane highlighted through the construction work zone throughout the duration of the project through next fall. A housing study in Gage County released recently targets goals, action steps, and a 5-year housing action plan. A need for 446 housing units was determined, including 283 owned and 163 rental units. Population and trends, economic data, and current housing inventory were included in the $30,000 report, funded by the state and County Economic Development Group. A housing summit will be scheduled in the near future to further outline the results and develop an action plan going forward. The River Valley District Women in Agriculture Program is scheduled at Second Ladies Night Out event, a free evening providing education and networking opportunities for other women involved in agriculture. The event, April 11th, will be held in Clyde at the Clyde School Apartments beginning at 6 p.m. Dr. Dan Thompson is a third-generation bovine veterinarian, an internationally recognized expert and leader in beef cattle production and health management with Kansas State Research and Extension. The free event will be held April 11th, beginning at 6 p.m. in Clyde. Advance reservations are due by April 7th. Contact Kim Larson or Caitlin Brockus with the River Valley Extension District Office. Two 18-year-old youth who had escaped the Kearney Youth Rehabilitation Center Sunday night were apprehended in Beatrice early Tuesday morning. The pair were driving a vehicle stolen in Grand Island and were apparently heading to a family member in Adams. Two others who escaped with the pair, one was arrested in Kearney, the other remains at large. Seneca police Sunday arrested Echo Sauer, age 21, of Seneca, in connection with vehicle theft. Following investigation, she was found in possession of a stolen vehicle and was charged with felony theft and criminal deprivation of property. Investigation continues into an incident of arson, which apparently started a fire near Old Lake Nemaha along Key 63 south of Seneca early in the afternoon, March 29th. Susan Apple, age 71, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Susie Apple. James Leo Caffrey, age 86, of Lillis, passed away Saturday. Memorial Mass Thursday, 10:30 at St. Columba Keel's Catholic Church in Blaine. Private interment, St. Joseph Catholic Cemetery at Lillis. Family will see friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. at the church. Rosary prayer service follows at 7. Campanella Kufall Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for James Leo Caffrey. Eileen M. Clanton, age 88, of Barnes, passed away April 1st. Memorial service is planned Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Barnes. Visitation Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Eileen Clanton. Elmer Edward Iverson, age 75, of Pawnee City, passed away on March 30th. Memorial service Friday, 10 a.m. at Quarry Mortuary, Pawnee City. Interment, Pawnee City Cemetery. Registration book available Thursday night until 5 at Quarry Mortuary, Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Elmer Iverson. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, citrus glazed salmon, baked potato and muffin, peas, strawberry and bananas. Tomorrow, Swiss steak with veggies, baby bakers, wheat bread, California blend, and pears. KNDY News time is 7:15.
You work hard, day in and day out, and you deserve a bank that does the same for you. A bank that takes care of business, that delivers on their promises. A bank that gets the big J-O-B done. Well, United Bank and Trust is that bank. A hometown bank with deep roots in all of the 9 Kansas communities they serve, United Bank and Trust offers the best commercial, home, and ag loans. After all, it's what you deserve. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY WeatherEye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, expect partly to mostly sunny skies, low breezy conditions with high temperatures pushing up into the lower part of the 60s. We'll have winds out of the northwest at 15 to 25. Then for tonight, we'll have clear to partly cloudy skies and drop back to lows near 40 degrees. Into the day on Thursday, partly to mostly sunny conditions in the low 60s. And for your Thursday night clear, a low near 35. Ahead for the day on Friday, a good deal of sunshine with lower 60s for high temperatures. And for your Friday night, clear, quiet conditions will dip to lows in the upper 20s. For your Saturday, still a good deal of sunshine, mid-50s. Then do pick up a chance for some showers and some thundershowers into the day on Sunday coming up, with those high temperatures near 72 degrees. And ahead for the day on Monday, still a chance for some showers and storms. We're back to high temperatures in the lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature early April 61, the average low 39. Sunset this evening at 7:51. Sunrise in the morning at 6:58. Clearing, partly cloudy skies, 44 degrees with northwest winds at 14, gusting to 20 miles an hour. Just a trace amount of precipitation, brief showers moved across the area last evening. Barometer at 29.83 inches. Relative humidity this morning, 67%. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 6th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
What does it take to be one of the 11 most highly rated restaurants in Kansas? Go to the Wagon Wheel to find out. With a menu that boasts everyone's favorite items and incorporates new delights too. Announcing the Twisted Turkey Sandwich, Smoked Turkey Bacon Smoked Gouda, the Wagon Wheel's special sauce on a toasted pretzel bun. Before your meal, savor their Bavarian soft pretzels served with beer cheese dip. The perfect complement is their new watermelon limeade. Loaded or unloaded. Exceeding customers' expectations at the Wagon Wheel in downtown Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. La Nina appears to be arriving sooner than expected. As Reuters weather expert Karen Braun says, the cold phase of tropical Pacific Ocean surface temperatures is occurring more rapidly than originally thought. New data indicates a development of La Nina underway. Organizers of a government forecast model announced the model had accumulated an error and was skewing results for global sea surface temperatures. Correction of the error has led to the prediction that La Nina will fully develop by July, compared to the previous forecast calling for an El Nino to continue throughout the summer. Well, as expected, farmers are tightening their belts on everything from seed to fertilizer to equipment this year as they work to weather the drops in commodity prices. Pro Farmers First Thing Today is reporting. This places a heightened attention on Monsanto's quarterly earnings report that's due out today, with analysts expecting the company to report an 8.5% drop in revenue. Monsanto executives have said the company's seed discounts and those of its rivals have been the steepest in years. Seed dealers have noted that farmers are passing on new varieties to save money. Nathan Kaiser, seed manager in South Dakota, says farmers have been moving away from seed stacked with multiple biotech traits and instead buying varieties that have been on the market for 3 to 5 years. And the Food and Drug Administration announcing the final transportation rule under the Food Safety Modernization Act. While not yet published in the Federal Register, the rule will go into effect 60 days after publication. The rule establishes requirements for shippers, loaders, and carriers, and also receivers involved in transporting human and animal food use for sanitary practices to ensure food safety. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is trying once again to end farm payments to non-farmers. The Republican is introducing the ban that he says should have been in the 2014 Farm Bill. Grassley admits his chances are slim to pass his failed Farm Bill provision that would have limited farm payments to just those actively engaged in farming. A Farm Bill loophole exempted non-farming family members from rules USDA put in place in December.
Unfortunately, there are still people who have little or nothing to do with farming who are still receiving payments.
He says that hurts public support for real farmers Grassley insists that he was as snookered out of his measure that was originally included in both House and Senate farm bills, but removed.
Three out of four people who were conferencing this bill were Southern agriculture, and I think you know Southern agriculture doesn't like this provision. So that's what happened, and it shouldn't happen. But you know me, I'm not going to give up this fight.
And Grassley defends his earlier claim that the farm bill should not be reopened. Turning our attention to soil temperatures this morning, 4-inch soil temperatures as of 7 a.m. Nebraska running in the low 40s, 42 degrees in the northwest quadrant of the state, including the panhandle, mid-40s elsewhere, except for a few counties that border northeast and north-central Kansas. Kansas soil temperatures running in the mid-50s in the southeastern one-third of the state, low 50s in the second one-third as we move back to the northwest, low 40s still in the far northwestern sections. Oklahoma's soil temperatures running from the mid to upper 50s all across the top tier of counties. The panhandle a little cooler, a little farther towards the northeast, a bit warmer. Soil temperatures, Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. Abilene Machine understands the unique challenges you face. To be successful in farming, you must overcome tough obstacles, and so must your parts. Abilene Machine's Farm Tough trademark describes the type of ag replacement parts you can expect to receive from them. Abilene Machine's ag parts are made by people who know what you need and what you expect to meet farm tough challenges. Visit Abilene Machine at abilenemachine.com for 24-hour ordering or call 1-800-255-0337.
Roger Bartell with R. Bartell Trucking of Cambridge, Kansas prefers to make the 90-mile drive to MJ's Truck Repair of Moundridge.
Wouldn't go anyplace else. I've got my choice.
So MJ's is pretty good about working with you, Roger?
You know, if I call and need to get in, they'll usually get me right in and get right on whatever it is, get it fixed.
Roger, how'd you hear about MJ's Truck Repair of Moundridge?
A friend of mine referred me to him here several years ago, and I've been coming ever since.
MJ's Truck Repair, exit 46 off I-135 in Moundridge, Kansas.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which is agriculture. At the National Cattlemen's Beef Association meeting recently in San Diego, a lesson in knowing your audience and saying the right things. After this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful, hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to MaxArmstrongBook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's MaxArmstrongBook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, MaxArmstrongBook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, MaxArmstrongBook.com.
At the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Convention in San Diego. And by the way, my congratulations to the meeting planners at the NCBA for picking San Diego. What a great place to go in the middle of the winter for the majority of the members of the NCBA who come from climates that at this time of year are, well, just not as nice as San Diego. One of the speakers at the NCBA meeting was Wendy's Restaurant's Chief Communications Officer, Liliana Esposito. And she said all of the right things to the NCBA members, many of whom are tired of being beaten up by small segments of the restaurant industry. Esposito and Wendy's Senior Vice President of Quality Assurance, Dennis Hecker, who also spoke, talked about the producers and praised the great job that they do in raising healthy animals that produce high-quality beef that are sold at Wendy's in the form of hamburgers. In regard to the hot-button issue of antibiotics, Hecker said Wendy's current goal is to refine, reduce, and replace antibiotic therapy for livestock in its supply chain. Wendy's, though, is not asking that antibiotics not be used, but that antibiotic use is refined and used only as necessary. At this point, he said, we are committed to working with our suppliers to identify production practices that negate the need for antibiotics, especially for prevention and control. But at the same time, we also recognize that some consumers desire products from animals that have been raised without antibiotics. But Liliana Esposito, knowing the group that she's talking to, said, we do recognize the realities of production, and what you won't see from Wendy's is a statement or a policy that makes a good headline, but isn't actually feasible for people that are raising livestock. She said, you won't see inflammatory statements from us without good scientific backing behind it. She added, the shared commitment that we ask for in return is to come with us on this journey and recognize that consumers aren't staying in the exact same place that they were 40 years ago. Esposito said the best beef comes from healthy, well-cared-for animals, and a sick animal needs to be treated, and you won't hear any differently from us. On the subject of food safety, and in light of the Chipotle problems, she said, food safety is not a competitive issue. It's an issue for everyone. Wendy's gets it. Back after this.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock town bred heifer sale on Wednesday, April the 6th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. This sale will feature over 1,000 head of spring calving cow-calf pairs, fall-bred heifers, bred cows, fall-bred cows with big calves by side. Also selling will be four limb flex and two black Simmental bulls. First calf heifer pairs include 55 choice Hereford first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 60-day-old black-white-face calves by side. We'll have 320 fancy Angus black-white-face and red Angus first calf heifers. These all have calves by side. Many will be AI sired. We'll have 140 choice black and black-white-face fall calving 2 and 3-year-old heifers with big September-November calves by side. 110 choice Angus and Sim-Angus fall calving cows. They'll be bred for September-October calves, plus 135 black-white-face and red-white-face fall bred heifers for September-October calving, plus many more cow-calf pairs of all ages and breeds. For more information on a special cow sale to be held Wednesday, April the 6th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 1-800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 44 degrees, partly cloudy, clearing skies. Clouds overnight brought to just a trace amount of precipitation. We had a brief shower last evening. That was it. Cooler today, highs only in the 60s.
This is the Sports Report from Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. The Royals got their World Series rings, and then they got shut out by the Mets. And the Kansas City Royals received their World Series rings in a pregame ceremony yesterday. New York Mets right-hander Noah Syndergaard helped make sure that the celebration ended right there. Noah Syndergaard threw 6 scoreless innings. Neil Walker hit his first homer with the Mets. And New York beat Kansas City 2-0 yesterday. Syndergaard was the only pitcher to beat the Royals in the World Series last year, winning Game 3 after intentionally throwing his first pitch above Alcides Escobar's head. Escobar started with 1 triple, but then Syndergaard struck out the next 3 batters and retired 12 straight before Kendrys Morales double opened the 5th. Syndergaard allowed 3 hits, walked 1, and struck out 9. That's your sports report for Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
In the NBA, Warriors hit a roadblock. The Cavs maintain a lead over the Raptors and back-to-back losses for the Hornets. The Golden State Warriors hit an unexpected obstacle on their quest for 73 wins. They blew a 17-point lead and lost 124-117 in overtime to the last-place Minnesota Timberwolves last night. That means the 69-9 Warriors must sweep their final four games to beat the 1995-96 Chicago Bulls for the regular season record of 72-10. It was the Cleveland Cavaliers to a 109-80 victory over the Milwaukee Bucks. The Toronto Raptors beat Charlotte 96-90. Kawhi Leonard made the go-ahead jumper with 4.9 seconds left and scored 18 points as the San Antonio Spurs beat the Utah Jazz 88-86. Carl Landry scored 22 points to lead Philadelphia to a 107-93 victory over New Orleans, and the Memphis Grizzlies ended their six-game losing streak with a 108-92 win over Chicago. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Beatrice Motor Mart knows the Beatrice Orangemen and Lady O's will give the competition a run for their money with the team's energy, determination, and dedication to each sport. Success is sure to follow. Good luck this week from your fans at Beatrice Motor Mart carrying Easy Haul trailers and Easy Go golf carts. Sunrise Bakery is wishing good luck to the Beatrice Orangemen and Lady O's spring sports athletes as they practice and work hard to get ready to compete against their opponents at this week's events. The fans know the guys and girls will do a tremendous job. From your friends and fans here at Sunrise Bakery in Beatrice, Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram knows that the Beatrice Orangemen and Marysville Bulldogs spring sports teams are on top of their game this season and applauds their fine determination, skill, an awesome drive. Good luck to all the athletes in this week's events from Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Beatrice.
Kansas Gas Service is committed to providing safe, reliable, and efficient natural gas service, and you play an important part of that commitment by knowing the warning signs of possible carbon monoxide exposure. If your natural gas burner flames turn from blue to yellow, or you suffer from any unexplained headaches, fatigue, nausea, or dizziness, you may have high levels of carbon monoxide in your home. Leave immediately and dial 911 or call us at 888-482-4950. Natural gas appliances should be serviced yearly by a qualified heating and cooling contractor. For more information about natural gas safety, visit KansasGasService.com or call 800-794-4780.
Kansas Gas Service, a division of One Gas, is committed to constructing and maintaining a natural gas pipeline delivery system that complies with all applicable state and federal guidelines, industry standards, and safety regulations.